In July 2020, as America reeled from lockdowns and riots, the CDC quietly published a detailed operational plan for nationwide quarantine facilities targeting those deemed high risk, titled Interim Operational Considerations for Implementing the Shielding Approach to Prevent COVID-19 Infections in Humanitarian Settings. The document outlined forced relocation into isolated, quote, green zones at household, neighborhood, and camp levels. Insider and whistleblowers allege the entire scheme was engineered years earlier as the centerpiece of a Hillary Clinton presidency rollout, a calculated plan to herd the unvaccinated into nationwide concentration-style camps and break them into compliance through isolation, deprivation, and psychological pressure. Essentially, dissenters funneled into concentration camps.
And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
The official document may have surfaced under Trump, but the original intent, according to those connecting the dots, was a far darker permanent medical tyranny ready to be unleashed the moment the right administration took power.
Get vaccinated.
The most important thing you can do to prepare for your holidays is to get your updated COVID vaccine. And if you get it now, you'll be protected in time for winter holiday gatherings.
President Biden has again tested positive for COVID-19 and is back in isolation. Just last week, the president tested positive for the virus. He experienced mild symptoms and was treated with Paxlovid.
As the unelected Bill Gates and his bloated private influence in high-level government briefings steered the policy.
The presence of social media plus a pandemic is a combination that's never been tried before. And, you know, nobody would have predicted that I and Dr. Fauci would be so prominent in, you know, really kind of evil theories about, you know, did we create the pandemic? Are we trying to profit from it? And on and on. And so, you know, I'm very surprised by that. I hope it goes away. I hope it doesn't hold back, you know, mask wearing or seeking out vaccines.
Despite claims it was a humanitarian project, the language mapped a scalable system of containment with zero precedent, going far beyond the temporary measures Americans actually endured, revealing an institutional willingness to warehouse American citizens under the banner of public health. The document detailed community buildings with a single entry point for meager food and supplies, zero free movement in or out, 2-meter distancing even from visitors, a complete ban on religious services, dedicated monitors watching every move for, quote, compliance and, quote, stigma, and cold contingency plans to stop the inevitable suicides. Authorities planned for community backlash and potential violence if people resisted after their freedom was sidelined for supposed safety. America was just inches away from permanent medical concentration camps. The original trajectory would have gone from prolonged restrictions to mandatory measures, all while the Mockingbird media cheered it on. The document stands as stark evidence that COVID-era controls were designed to be far more sweeping and enduring than what ultimately materialized, raising enduring questions about the CDC's institutional mindset and the thin line between safety and the mad leap towards totalitarian control. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
Gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy
1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
Welcome to the War Room Live, Thursday. Filling in for Harrison Smith, Rex Jones here. War Room Live, share live links, live feeds. Your friends, family, coworkers, everybody needs to know what you know about the world. Now, I've been hosting for like the past 3-4 weeks, and it's been really fun. But we've talked a lot of politics and war, specifically overseas. And I've had Michael Yon on. I've had a number of Special Forces guys on. I've had Joe Ken on. You name it. Everybody has said the same thing about the conflict. It's going to expand if we don't get out of there, and it doesn't look like we are going to get out of there. So all of that, setting that aside for a moment, we will get back into that in the third hour. I want to talk about domestic American politics and really the world, what's going on right now. I want to talk about the new mRNA flu shot they've got going around, which apparently has some sort of astronomically high injury or, you know, some, I don't want to use a term and get sued, some sort of bad correlation in statistics that we're going to look at today in various articles. We've also got the new CDC appointee, a woman who says that mRNA is both safe and effective, kind of in line with the father of the vaccine and the creator of Operation Warp Speed, Donald Trump. We've heard over the years from people, even on this network, like Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of said technology, who's listed its dangers, its problems, and ultimately the thing you have to remember and the thing you have to know about the COVID shot and about the mRNA technology in general. And crew, if you could look this up, this would be great. They changed the definition of the word vaccine. They changed the definition. Prior, I forget the exact term, but it, you know, it was something that prevented you from actually getting a disease and attenuating it in a specific way. This is, you know, they're playing God with your genetics. They're turning you into a self-replicating nanofactory to make the spike protein. And yes, you must be protected at all times for something that is essentially a bad cold, a bad flu, in like the worst cases, right? You must be protected at all times for something. You must be like Bubble Boy. You must be in your bubble with your 12 vaccinations a year. Now, I say that as a joke. I think it's a lot more. How many shots are you supposed to get a year? Can we pull this up as well, crew? How many shots are we supposed to get a year? Because I think it was like 72 for the baby, right? Like your baby has to be protected by getting, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of vaccinations. And now they won't even be traditional vaccinations that have the heavy metal and aluminum and mercury in them, right? Or the SV40. We don't have to worry about that. Soon we'll just, you know, the kids will be biological androids, pretty much. We'll be injecting self-replicating mRNA technology into two-year-olds and saying that it's liberal and good. Just because Trump did it? I don't think so. And that's why I think it's very serious to hold into account how we used to be treated on the whole COVID issue, how they treated it as something to beat us over the head with, the humiliation ritual under Biden. You know, this is a very dark time in the country that I want to revisit today, but it's important to realize we are close to having this again. And you can say, oh, well, I don't think Americans would fall for it this time. Oh, I think Americans are tired of being lied to. Oh, I think Americans don't trust the system. They could do another rollout, another virus very, very easily. And they lied about it the first time and they got away with it for like half a decade. And the people that did it are never going to get charged. I want to go ahead and show clip number one. Colbert, this is summer of 2020, summer of 2021, his flip-flop on vaccines and big pharma. And then we're going to show clip number two.
Some folks are skeptical. Thankfully, big pharma has come up with a way to reassure the public about their motives. And it's all in their new ad.
Are you worried about the future? unable to sleep at night, afraid that pharma companies will put their profits ahead of your health. If you are concerned about the cost of a vaccine, ask your doctor about Vaxilax. Vaxilax is the only medication proven to reduce anxiety about big pharma taking advantage of you in a national crisis. You can trust Vaxilax because of its mascot, Professor Cashington, the ethical money sack.
Side effects of Vaxilax include legless rest syndrome, kidney rhinestones, crumble foot, spontaneous beard sparrows, the galloping hoop sticks, spinal crunch wrapping, Ferdinand's flopsy, big old pink face, Gordon's fisherman syndrome, scrotal iodis, chronic vaccine resistance, facial gram crackling, full-blown coronavirus, and dollar bills, y'all.
The vaccine.
Look at this. Look how sick this is. Think about old people dying in nursing homes, sent there as vectors of disease like the rats and the bubonic plague on the ships. And then they poison everyone else and then everyone died and Andrew Cuomo lied about it. That's just one example, right? Cuomo lied, grandma died. Remember that whole time period? These people are sick and they want you to forget that this happened. And here's the thing. People on the right, this is just like the Epstein issue. This is just like the war issue. We were major against this in 2024, and a whole part of Kennedy's platform was supposed to be about, you know, stopping the vaccines and stopping the autism and doing this and doing that. And the problem with everything that has happened in the failures, especially on the pesticide factor, when it comes to the glyphosate, which I'll get into here in a moment, all these things have just, you know, shaken the trust so deeply that the American people, I mean, Maha, you think about what you really need to win elections. You really need women to win elections, right? They vote more. I think now they have more payroll jobs than men. Like they're winning right now big time. And a big issue for these suburban moms, white especially, is like they're feeding their kids the organic food, making sure there's no pesticide, making sure there's no environmental contamination or otherwise. And I think this is just kind of universal for everybody, you know, male or female, but especially for women that are mothers. This was a huge, you know, this is a huge step, a building block to building a major coalition that we could have had for decades and decades and decades. And then we get them in there and it's the same old thing. And ultimately, this cedes power to the Democrats when you do this. Dancing around there with people in vaccine outfits. Completely disgusting. Let's go ahead and show this. Dr. Fauci held in contempt of Congress by Rand Paul. That's number three. Go ahead and play it.
Seeing no other motions, the question is on reporting of an original resolution regarding contempt of Congress. The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Johnson.
Yes.
Senator Lankford.
Aye.
Senator Scott.
Yes.
Senator Hawley.
Aye.
Senator Moreno.
On behalf of the millions of people harmed by Anthony Fauci, resoundingly yes.
Senator Ernst.
Aye.
Senator Moody.
Aye.
Senator Peters.
No.
Senator Hassan.
No.
Cut,
Senator
cut.
Blumenthal.
No.
Senator Utah. Fetterman.
Golem.
Senator Kim.
No.
Senator Gallego.
General no, Sal. By proxy.
Senator Slotkin.
No, by proxy.
Weak.
Senator Paul.
Yes.
Patriot.
Mr. Chairman, on the vote of those present, the yeas are 8, the nays are 5. On the vote by proxy and for the record only, the yeas are 0, the nays are 2. On this vote, the yeas are 8, the nays are 5, and the motion is agreed to.
Mr. Chairman, pursuant
to Pack watch on Fauci. So it's going to be very interesting. So keep in mind, because he received the pardon, he's not allowed to plead the fifth. That's the law, right? So he's got to aid the government in their investigation because he's legally protected, right? It shows that what he did was so despicable and evil by lying about funding gain-of-function research, specifically Eco Health Alliance. You can read the emails for yourself. This guy is on a tier of Hitler, on the tier of Stalin, on the tier of Mao Zedong in his evil. This is somebody that ran experiments on beagles where he inserted, you know, flesh eating, whatever. I know we got people at home that don't want to hear the disgusting stuff. This guy's a pure demon. And he said in his journal, he liked how powerful he felt. Oh, she noticed me because I'm Dr. Fauci. You know, I threw the first pitch at the Washington Orioles game. Just what a disgusting human being. What a disgusting person. And he sat there in Congress. And why I say he's disgusting, here's the thing. I'm not attacking somebody personally. I'm attacking the entity that he represents. He's a killer, all right? Because we can talk about COVID, and that did kill people. But talk about the vaccine and the people that have, quote unquote, died suddenly every single year in mass. The insurance company actuaries show it very clearly. That is what, in my opinion, he is directly responsible for. He knows it. He either doesn't care or he's rationalized it as he's a God figure and he can do whatever he wants, which is sick. And you know why he gets away with it? Because we have other people in power that have that same narcissism, that same God complex, rock star syndrome, whatever you want to call it, that do the same thing. The same thing is endemic in Trump as well. So it's just truly disgusting. And we really can't say enough bad things about Dr. Fauci. He really is a killer. You know, he killed the gay people with the AIDS. He gave them insane cancer drugs and stuff like that. Remdesivir, you can read about that in the book that RFK wrote, which is excellent, an excellent audiobook as well. They do it really well. They have a very serious narrator. Really makes you understand how dramatic his crimes are. You can hear about it there, his crimes in the 90s. You can hear about the protests against him, him being named. The Dallas Buyers Club is about Fauci. The Dallas Buyers Club is about Anthony Fauci, and they changed the story because Matthew McConaughey didn't want to be the gay dude with AIDS or whatever. But it's the same story. It's real life. It's a true story. Literally, he's a supervillain. He is a blockbuster movie supervillain, like the bad guy in Heat or something. Heat or not, that's too cool. He's a monster. Dr. Fauci, you are killing us. He's been killing for a long time. It's what I do well. I'm Dr. Fauci. And you know what? Maybe he'll be held in contempt. I think he is going to be held in contempt based off that vote. I think that's what is confirmed. But will anything happen to him? Because if they call his pardon into question at all, the fear is on the Republican side, and this is why I'm not supporting the GOP, is that, if we hold people to account and do what the voters told us to do, then because of our crimes and our insider trading and our stock market betting and our wars and whatnot, there's too many crimes to list when it comes to it. But how about, you know, the $3.2 billion in defense-related contracts that the Trump family has gotten? Right, that would be a little bit suspect, right? What about Trump enriching himself with billions and billions of dollars? What about it, right? It doesn't really matter when you think about all the people that have been killed, right? So just let it go. It's just a little bit of money, right? And that's the deal that they make. That's the deal that they make with each other. You kill a bunch of people, I steal a bunch of money and also kill a bunch of people in an illegal war, and we're not going to prosecute each other. And it's a question of whatever side violates that, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like handshake, good old boy type agreement, that is going to be the side that ultimately implements the radical agenda in America. And I think that's where we are. I think that's the future. Like it or not, I'm just trying to predict, you know, future events. Let's go ahead and break this down, because I said I was going to do it at the start of the hour. Overhead shot, please. FDA approves first mRNA flu shot from Moderna. The vaccine, Mifluzia, oh, it's got a liberal name, Mifluzia, was approved for older adults and trials. It was found to be about 27% more effective than the standard flu shot, which is like 10% effective. It doesn't even work. They have to guess on it and put like three strains of the flu, and there's like 100 each season. Like, good grief, people. You're going to go get a shot in your arm for the flu? Oh, the flu kills millions of people. You don't understand how serious it is. Okay. Okay, well, are you a part of the risk group? Are you like an overweight 78-year-old woman or something? Oh, well, no, I'm 33, but I get every vaccine the government tells me to do because I'm a liberal. And you're like, well, that's not very scientific now, is it? It doesn't really make sense for you to take something that's going to protect you, quote unquote, from something that could theoretically, like basically 99.999% not hurt you, kill you, right? You're going to make this giant sacrifice and you're not even going to use a traditional vaccine. You're going to use self-replicating mRNA technology. You're going to gene edit yourself. You're going to CRISPR edit yourself like it's Cyberpunk 2077 just because the government says it's cool. And you say, oh, what do you know? All the scientists say it's great. Oh, yeah. Scientists say it cool. What else did scientists say was cool? Scientists said you were going to die from COVID. Scientists said you couldn't leave your house. Scientists said you were going to kill grandma. Why should you believe anything they have to say, especially when it comes with the added interest of, oh, these aren't just the liberal healthcare. Oh, we love to help you, like, take your temperature, make sure you're doing all right. It's about the money. This is one of, if not the biggest industry in the United States. This is why we are all sick. This is why we are all fat. This is why we are all retarded, is so that big pharma and the medical industrial complex can take advantage of us.
Okay, this is very simple. This is just the reality of being an American. It's just like our military, where we pay the absolute most for the most mediocre product. And that's the reality. And everyone that wants to say, oh, it's liberal for us to help you live your life, it's liberal for us to watch you, control you, they don't prevent deaths, they cause them. Okay, they cause the deaths. That's what they do. And that's the goal of the vaccine, in my opinion. That's what Dr., quote-unquote, Anthony Fauci was trying to do when he wasn't trying to assassinate beagles. The FDA approved on Wednesday the U.S.'s first flu shot that uses mRNA technology from the drug maker Moderna. The FBI granted approval for two age groups, adults 50 to 65 and adults 65 and up, on the condition that Moderna run an additional clinical trial in the older group. The company said in a release, in a late-stage trial, was found to be about 20% more effective than the standard flu shot. Many scientists and public health experts have touted the idea of an mRNA-based flu vaccine. You're like, literally, they're cattle, and they make money off you because they make the government buy the vaccine. And then they, like, resell it again to the distributor. And it's just a giant scam. It's a giant, complete, and total scam. And I wish we had real vaccines that were good, but everything these people make is poison designed to kill us. You know, all the good drugs are generic, by the way, because they can't make money off of things like ivermectin, right? 1776RX.health, by the way. Ivermectin, fenbendazole. I'll keep reading this. Many scientists and public health experts have touted the idea of the mRNA flu vaccine, which uses the same messenger RNA platform as the COVID vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. That's because it can be manufactured much, much faster than traditional vaccines, because it's not a vaccine. They changed the definition of the word. If we can pull that up, crew, if y'all were looking for that earlier, please look for it again. Moderna says it takes 2 to 3 months from picking the strain to rolling out its flu shot, compared with about 6 months for traditional flu shots. If you're choosing the strain half a year before, how good can we be at sharpshooting? We need to inject the mRNA, said Dr. Ofer Levy, Brazilian, maybe, director of the Precision Vaccines Program at Boston Children's Hospital. The flu puts hundreds of thousands of people in the hospital every year, and there can be tens of thousands of deaths. Young children, older adults are more likely to get very sick from the flu. Traditional flu shot ranges in effectiveness from 22 to 56%, right? And it's got all the additives in it. It's got everything that we've ever talked about, like the aluminum, the mercury, and it's just ineffective in general. They want everyone to take this and basically be mandated to take it. And this is the crossroads that we were at with COVID. And I want to talk about that for a second. I want to talk about Joe Biden. I want to talk about Kamala as well. The idea, I thought about this a lot, because here's the thing. Everyone asks you to have a concrete position all the time. I'm making up my mind about a lot of these things. If you think about Biden, specifically legal, or not legalizing, mandating under OSHA that 80 million federal employees would take the vaccine, you think about something like that. And the Supreme Court struck it down because it's unconstitutional. It's legal. You can't do that to people. But think about the forced coercion of tens of millions of Americans that thought that they were going to lose their job because this was implemented, or it was about to be implemented. Think about that. The robbery of informed consent from the population, because Big Brother, the government, the bureaucracy, the government, the companies, corporate capture, they know better than you. They run your life. You will do what they say. And to be fair, with Trump coming back in, he hasn't tried to do anything like that. So I think that's one of the rare positives in my view. That being said, the idea of this stuff slowly creeping up all around us and coming right back is that's what we face. And I think that's the biggest hazard in any coming Democrat administration, is that they might even be willing to say on TV, oh, it's too extreme. We don't know what happened. Oh, maybe Fauci was bad. Oh. They will do that a little bit. That'll be fine. They'll cap that way. But I would be very concerned about future pandemics, and mysteriously to their benefit, they emerge and then they take over. I think that's really scary. I think that might be a reality in the future if we don't stop them and have a populist movement to save the country. Let's go ahead and go to clip number 5 on this mRNA flu shot.
The Food and Drug Administration yesterday approved the country's first flu shot that uses mRNA technology. It is called Influziva, and it's from drug maker Moderna. The FDA granted approval for two age groups, adults 50 to 65 and 65 and older. In a late-stage trial, Influziva was found to be about 27% more effective than a standard flu shot. Moderna said Influziva will be available for this fall's flu season.
All right, now clip 10. This is the lady that's been appointed the new head of the CDC, I believe, and she thinks that mRNA is safe and effective. That's why she got the job. She also wore a giant Star of David necklace, and that definitely helps you get confirmed. So go ahead and show clip number 10.
I do believe that mRNA...
You're all welcome over afterwards, yeah.
I do believe that mRNA technology is safe and effective.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Dude, we're getting everything we voted for. Isn't it so cool? It's based, right? And you literally, I can't criticize this, you know, because I was ignorant. I didn't even, you know, consider the vaccine issue, even knowing inside that he was the father of the vaccine. You know, we did some of the best work out of any network on the COVID time period. InfoWars was under such insane attack at that time. And literally the best guess, the best coverage, wall to wall, 24/7, woke so many people up about what was happening there. I don't get how Trump comes back and literally it's just like, oh yeah, well, I know what my base wants, whatever I like, whatever I need them to want, whatever I want, whatever I need them to like. And, you know, just we let everything go. I was going to talk about this earlier. I got like 2 minutes, 30 seconds, so I can get it done in that time period. RFK Jr. said that we have to keep the glyphosate as a quote unquote, it's a matter of national security. He said we have to keep it, even though he won a lawsuit against Monsanto proving that it caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And if it's carcinogenic in that way, it's carcinogenic in all other ways because it's a carcinogen, period, right? It's something that hurts your DNA and your cells would cause cancer. He wins that lawsuit, $270 million, right, for the client or whatever. And, we can't get rid of the 50 flavors of chips at the gas station, even though they're killing all the kids. And killing all the middle-aged people and just everybody who goes in the gas station. Oh, we can't tell those restaurants and those companies to stop selling that bread, even though we know it's giving people, theoretically, this is my hypothetical, we know it's giving people, you know, cancer and diabetes and strokes, and we know all the additives in here are poison, and we allow companies to do it just so that they can make a little bit of extra money. We can't completely overhaul the food system. That's not what people voted for. People voted for on paper, tic-tac, patty-whack, give a dog a bone, fake policy and fake programs and buzzwords. Ah, we're getting the poison out of your food, but we're leaving 270 million pounds of glyphosate, of Roundup, on your fields every year, right? Isn't that cool? Isn't that liberal? Do you enjoy that? And they say, oh, no, no, it's only used on 3% of the wheat. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, it's used on 1/3 of all the fields. And they're using 270 million pounds of it. Okay, so I guess that's just something, just another thing we write off. We're not getting poisoned. It's not a problem. The Roundup is healthy. The glyphosate is healthy. It's not a problem to go to war and do genocide. Not a problem at all. It's not a problem to bankrupt the country and spend way more money than we have and crash the world economy. You know, because I guess we can just get away with it forever, right? I don't think Americans accept that anymore, and I think it's time for everybody to wake up. You need to remember the values that we voted for in 2024, and that's what we're loyal to ultimately in God and Jesus Christ. And thank you so much for watching the program. We'll be right back. I want you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. That's your mission, should you choose to accept it. We got everything there for you to support the info war at thealexjonesstore.com. Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that power plant formula If you're looking for something like Supermeal Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, an absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically, to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta. Welcome back to the War Room Live. I want to take a segment here. I want to talk about Tucker Carlson and the big news that was going around last night of the speculative third party, right? Or, you know, a run inside of the Republican Party a la 2016 Donald Trump. It's going to be very interesting. I haven't really reviewed the 10-point plan besides the first time I saw it. Follow me, Rex Jones News with a Z on Twitter. That is your mission should you choose to accept it. I'll go ahead and read this overhead shot, please. Tucker used a highly promoted live stream Wednesday to unveil a 10-point vision for America, defining the worldview of a breakaway MAGA faction increasingly at odds with President Trump. Why it matters, after vowing last month to help build the third party, Carlson fueled further speculation this weekend by hosting MAGA dissidents, I guess that's their term, at Axios, CIA, C-I-A, smiley face, liberal. This weekend by hosting MAGA dissidents at his home in Maine, where they urged him to run for president in 2028. The former Fox News host stopped short of a formal launch, instead presenting the manifesto as the foundation for whatever comes next, a new political order he said could find all kinds of expressions. Zoom in. Carlson said any successor to Americans' faltering political system should begin with a shared understanding of what the country should be, which he distilled into 10 points. Number one, fair. The same rules should apply to presidents, federal agents, and elites such as Jeffrey Epstein, whose impunity Carlson casts is emblematic of Epstein class enriching itself through a corrupt system. This is going to be a key term that you're going to hear a lot of in 2028, less so in 2026. We're already hearing it now. This is what the entire election is going to be about. And I think even the GOP establishment will realize that about halfway through the primary when they get that dark horse candidate that they're not expecting, just like a 2016 Trump. Back in 2016, like just very quickly, everyone thought it was going to be Jeb. Like I was a little kid running around in like a newsroom in 2014, 2015 before Trump announced, right? Nobody had Trump on their radar, but there was that vulnerability based off the Iraq war. And this combined situation combined with the Epstein stuff and the violation of trust, I'd say it's about, equivalent, if not worse. Number two, sovereign. Carlson claimed, it's just true, Israel pushed. It's not a claim. Again, CIA claimed Israel pushed the U.S. into the Iran war through bribery or threat or both, while describing foreign lobbying, corporate control of the government, and high interest debt as forms of slavery. Well, corporate control of the government and foreign lobbying, they are slavery 100%. So I guess you're just telling the truth there. Productive, America should rebuild farming, manufacturing, craftsmanship, while rejecting an economy dominated by finance, real estate speculation, surveillance systems, and weapons. Yes, that's true, and I agree with it, but just going, hey, guys, we got to try harder, y'all, like that doesn't exactly work. Beautiful. Carlson alleged that urban planners deliberately uglified American cities and portrayed brutalist architecture, all Soviet Union, graffiti, public drug use, and violent crime as deliberate attacks on the public. I'd agree with that. It's really just about not prosecuting criminals. Okay. It's about not prosecuting criminals. This is very key for people to understand. The reason why everything has fallen apart is because there's predatory class of people, whether they're committing, like violent crime on the street, whether they're a part of the bureaucracy and they're funneling deals to themselves, their loved ones and their businesses and private equity and stuff like that. The corruption is basically universal. And like I talked about in the last segment, the party that is going to be able to take control, the party that's going to win, is the party that violates that bond between criminals, right? That says, okay, we're going to overlook your crimes if you overlook ours. That's the entire nature of the whole Epstein thing, in my opinion. That's the entire nature of the whole Fauci thing. It's you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Don't you want to take that deal? But point number five, healthy. Carlson embraced RFK Jr.'s food agenda, called for universal sobriety, and said widespread use of drugs such as Xanax, Adderall, SSRIs had left Americans half-addled. I mean, we're all like effed up. That's the reality. And here's the thing. If you're not calling severely for, not just for saying, I like RFK's MAHA platform. Like, well, congratulations. Everyone does. Right. But he didn't do it. That's the whole point. There's not enough aggression. There's not enough force. There's not enough drive. There's too much chuckle buddy stuff, good old boy stuff, as we'd say in the South, where everybody just, we're going to make a deal and have a good time. And those deals die and those people get screwed. And that's what always happens. Even the people grifting and making the money, because they're establishing a broken system. And that's what all of this is. There's no getting away from Fauci's crimes. The American people are not going to let you rest on that. Specifically your own side, they're not going to let you rest on that. Right. So I want to hear some more naming of these problems and these things. When we talk about health, I don't want to just hear that what RFK Jr. said was great, because that's like what Trump said was great, too. Right. But look what happened. So point number six, honest government officials should be punished for lying to citizens. I agree. And most classified records, including on the JFK assassination, 9/11 should be open. The reason why they're not open is because we don't control our own government. And like I'm going to play the Fuentes clip where he reacts to this, and I'm going to give further commentary on it, a la Inception. And I agree with a lot of his points. We should have peaches and cream every single day. We should get under a big tree and, have a drum circle and smoke massive amounts of marijuana. Well, if you do that, you don't have a job, you can't pay your rent. And eventually you're going to be on the street, and eventually it's not going to be fun to live like that anymore. Oh no, well, we're not going to listen. We're not going to listen. That's the entire GOP thinking that, this will work. And this is GOP light. Honestly, this does not go hard enough. Sure, you're listing all the things that we want, the things that we need, but not talking about them from an aggressive position kind of gives away the whole game, in my opinion. It's just kind of a wish list. optimistic. Carlson argued that having children is a biological imperative, the foundation of long-term thinking, while blaming aging and childless elites for policies that disregard future generations. Demographic collapse is already here. That's already here. It's baked in at this point. We have to start talking about how are we going to address this at a societal level. So I do think that's important to bring to the forefront. I'm glad more people are talking about it. Point number eight, schools should teach how the physical world actually works. Yeah, Nick Fuentes is laughing about this, but I think this is actually a good point, right? It wouldn't cost an astronomical amount of money to bring civics, bring woodshop, bring engineering, bring, you know, like quality physical education, especially with updated modern science to schools. You know, there are schools in Austin that I see that are well-funded and they look really, really, really high-tech. And then there are schools that I see and it's like a destroyed crater. And it's really funny. You'll go out in the, like the middle of nowhere in Texas and you'll be in, like this tiny little town that is just like kind of like population, like 2000, something like that. And they'll have like a giant football stadium. We just spend our money on the wrong thing. So I don't think it's crazy to advocate for reform in that aspect, but I want to see a detailed plan. I don't want to just hear we're going to get rid of it and privatize everything, because like that's what the Trump people did, basically. And look how that worked out. Decent. Point number nine, the U.S. should apologize and pay restitution for killing noncombatants, reverse Donald Trump's Department of War rebrand, and stop funding allies that commit what Carlson called genocide. It is genocide. CIA, Axios, liberal. Isn't that fun? Okay. It is genocide. Let's get that right. So something's going to have to be done. Trump himself agreed to pay restitution, agreed to pay $300 billion as part of the reconstruction fee, the MOU that we later tore up. But we didn't tear up the MOU because of the $300 billion on paper. Of course, that was probably the real reason. We tore up the MOU because of the shipping lane issue. Right? Like that was the whole problem there. So if you look at that and you look at what he's saying here, we're going to pay it anyway. Tucker Carlson's advocating that we pay it forward in a way that's going to heal relationships with other world powers. So I don't think that we can ever allow them to, you know, get one over on us per se. I don't think that we're going to give them much of cash directly, but I think we are going to end up leaving the region. I think that's going to be the payoff. And, you know, that either happens or Iran is destroyed. You know, Israel has nuclear weapons. They have nuclear submarines parked off the coast. That's why I think their goal is to get Iran to resume hostilities so that once Iran resumes hostilities in earnest, they can launch a false flag or just launch a false flag in general and then have that excuse to launch. I still don't think it'll work. Iran is the size of Western Europe. Israel is the size of New Jersey. But I think that's a relevant possibility to call into question here. And you have to remember, Trump is deadlocked. He can't have this. The SPR is at its lowest level since like before 1982. He's out of critical munitions, long strike, or precision guided munitions. He's out of the defense munitions as well. The lying about that is very insane. What they want you to believe about the state of our military is just not true. They want you to think we can fight a forever war. We couldn't fight a 39-day war that we lie about and say isn't a war, but also a war for 47 years. Yeah, it's all just crackhead stuff. It's the same stuff that somebody would tell you on the street that thinks they're Superman. And, you know, that doesn't benefit anybody, especially not when it's the president. And it's like, well, you don't have magical powers. You're a human being. You put on your pants one leg at a time and you're destroying the planet. You're destroying the country. You're effing the recovery up. And nobody likes it. Nobody supports it. And you're not even giving us domestically what we asked for. I want to show you more of these neocons in ascendancy. Let's go ahead and play clip number seven, the Dan Crenshaw clip. We got that. Okay, I guess it doesn't have audio. That's my bad. My bad. I put the wrong clip in there. Let's go back to the Tucker Carlson discussion because I said I was going to go to Nick Fuentes there. Let's go to Nick Fuentes' commentary. That will be clip number eight.
And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about Tucker Carlson's huge announcement tonight. Did you catch it? Yes, Tucker baited everybody into watching his show tonight, because he basically hinted yesterday at a third-party launch or some kind of presidential run. We all saw the photo yesterday. Tucker Carlson hosted Thomas Massie, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Joe Kent at his family barn in Maine. And him, Greene, Kent, and Massie teased what might have been, could have been the launch of an America First third party, or maybe even a presidential run or some kind of political project. He said he had a big announcement about that tonight, today at 7 o'clock. And he put out the show. And the big announcement was not a third party, wasn't a presidential campaign. It was a 10-point plan to get America back on track. And I don't know if you watched this, but I did. I watched all 1 hour, 40 minutes of this monologue, 1 hour, 40 minutes of this announcement. What a load of garbage. Just a load of hot garbage. And I went into it objective. I went into it thinking I might have to support this, thinking they might leave me with no choice based on what they present. I might have to just get in line and support this as the closest thing to our vision for 2028. So I really went into it objectively and with an open mind, even though I'm clearly biased. I have a personal beef with Tucker and I disagree with him ideologically. Nevertheless, I gave it a shot. I watched the whole thing. And would you like to know what the 10 points are? Well, the 10-point plan is not really a plan at all. They're not even points. It's more like a 10-adjective list. It's not even a list of points. There are no points being made. It's not a political program. It's not a doctrine. It's not a plan because there's no information. There are no calls to action, no action items. There's not even really any ideas. The 10-point program, which he teased yesterday, baiting us into watching this slop by pretending he was going to launch a third party, it is quite literally a list of adjectives, specifically big political buzzwords. So what do I mean by this? I sat through an hour, 45 minutes of this. The first point in the 10-point plan, fairness. Fairness is the first point. You want to know another one? Health. Health is another point in the 10-point plan. How about another? Unity. Unity. These are three out of the 10 points in the 10-point program. Health, unity, fairness, honesty, decency, beauty, productivity. I'm not making this up. I'm not making it up. It's not a joke. These are the 10 points in the 10-point plan. And here's what doesn't work. Let me tell you what doesn't work. It doesn't work when you make your entire shtick that you're a plain-spoken, no-nonsense, straight-shooting, folksy, in-the-woods guy like the rest of us. And then your political project is all focus group tested rhetoric. That's what does not work. It doesn't work when you try to rebrand from a snobby, bow tie wearing, libertarian, trust fund, Republican elitist, and then you pretend like you're in the woods fishing and hunting.
Okay, all right, take us out. We don't need the personal attack. I think he makes a lot of good points, and I think the key is aggression, and things are not extreme enough. People haven't woken up enough on the right to realize what people are really like ready for, what they're demanding, and what they're just demanding is what they were promised. Right. And whoever gives them that, whoever gives them accountability on people like Fauci, whoever gives them accountability on things like mass deportations, whoever gives them accountability on the war is ultimately who I think our side, quote unquote, is going to put in power. And you can say, oh, no, this is I watched Andrew Wilson's Rogan episode, his counter argument to kind of what Nick Fuentes is saying. Oh, no, the party system is too entrenched. The infrastructure. Well, no one knew Donald Trump's name. And Donald Trump ran inside the Republican Party, and he took it over. And they literally remade the party in his image. Who's to say the same thing can't happen again? Right, I don't think that's unbelievable or ridiculous at all. And, you know, it is kind of a generational fumble if you don't get super extreme out of the gate. I want to be very specific with how I say this. I'm not talking about being extreme in any sort of, like, stupid, politically violent way. Of course, we always disavow that. Being extreme is in living in reality because the American people are so propagandized and so disillusioned and so in the dark willfully. They don't want to know about politics. The first person to make them care again on a moral and just literal level of, hey, you have stake in this too. You have skin in the game too. It's actually the people in power that don't. They have cop-outs. They have excuses. They've lied. They've committed crimes. And I get that's in Tucker's messaging. But it's really kind of a more hopeful glance at the past and our past beliefs of what we thought Trump could do. There need to be protections from day one in every point of every potential 10-point plan or future platform people want to do to prevent Zionist neocon takeover of our system. First off, just to get it out, period. Look at this from Nick. Tucker will inevitably go all in on supporting JD in 2028 and will run cover for him when he's attacked over Palantir, Thiel, Iran, everything else. When he postures up as a fed up MAGA dissident, remember that he will support the PayPal mafia backed GOP nominee. So here's the thing. I think Marco Rubio and JD Vance are basically unelectable at this point. JD Vance basically took the worst political deal of all time because Trump has essentially used him as the good cop and the good cop that failed. Vance changed his name 3 times. Vance is somebody that was previously a never Trumper, kind of like a Mark Levin, kind of like a Ben Shapiro, kind of like a Lindsey Graham. And then, oh, change your mind because he's a good guy, whatever. I don't think the American people are going to buy that. I don't think that you're going to be able to sell them a superior performance based off of an association and tied to that administration, valid or invalid as that may be. I don't think America is getting JD. Now, when it comes to Marco Rubio, pull an image of him up, please. There's something odd going on with Marco Rubio because Marco Rubio could save America billions of dollars. Let me tell you how. We have a very expensive system dedicated to detecting alien life. Okay, we're always looking for it. The Fermi paradox, dark forest theory, all that. We're looking for aliens, right? We could get Marco Rubio. We could just replace that entire department of NASA with him, just make him listen at night. And he'd figure all of it out because his ears are large enough to detect alien life. And I think when that's true, I think the American people will probably see he was unelectable. I think Gavin Newsom mogs him, energy mogs him, literally mogs him, every other factor, height mogs him. And I think that's very important. And this guy ultimately is the king neocon, king daddy neocon that ran against Trump, that Trump himself called Little Marco. And you fail in 2016. I think you're going to fail in 2028. I think all of them are going to fail, whether that's JD, Rubio, any kind of establishment Republican that'll run. I predict a very wide field. I predict a field of at least 6 to 12 people that will run. But Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance, that will be kind of the faux war, the fake war. That will be, oh, well, he's a hawk. That's what they'll say. Well, Marco Rubio is a hawk, but he wants to protect our hemisphere and protect our country. And J.D. is a dove. It'll be the hawk versus dove dichotomy. That's what we'll see. And America will say, well, you're both just birds in a cage, ultimately. You both are agents of the system. You're entrenched in the system. If you really cared about the system, you would do something to prevent this from happening. You say, oh, well, JD was there with the Rothschild trying to do a deal, all that. That's because Trump wanted him to do it. And that's what I'm saying about that position. Ultimately, for better or for worse, whatever you want to say, he doesn't have agency, period. And I just think at the end of the day, once you see this administration run its course well into 2027, when we have the election in 2028, I think we're going to be at a point where that association is really going to be toxic. Show that. Rubio leads Vance by 36 points in new 2028 GOP straw poll. Think about that. Where has Rubio been? We've seen Kushner. We've seen Witkoff. They go hang out with Zelensky. They all do, whatever together. We've seen JD, with Arachi. We've seen JD in Greenland and Europe, all these other places. What has Marco Rubio been doing? He's been in South America. He says he's basically been running Venezuela. He's been dealing with affairs in Cuba, Latin hemisphere, stuff like that. I think that's been kind of deliberate on his part. I think he's the smartest political operator in the administration because he realized the toxic association with Trump was going to kill him, and he realized Trump didn't like him because of 2016. So he played into the game of staying away and making sure the American people weren't aware of his activities. It's just Latino Obama versus white Obama, J.D. Vance. That's basically as simple as I can put it. They want to sell you a younger, moderate, cool guy in some aspect that has some sort of like, J.D. Vance is from, isn't he Appalachian? Correct? Can someone in the back room correct me and tell me if he is or if he isn't? But, he's a country boy. He's rural. He's got that experience. Marco Rubio, his family, they're involved with stuff in Cuba. Do some research on that. Now, they're involved in other activities, but they got that kind of association as to where they'll have a way to sell them to a wider audience. And ultimately, who matters in an election? Women and the independent voters. And these are people Trump was able to convince in 2024 to vote for him and support him at least marginally more, especially younger men and younger minority men, black and brown men specifically, turn to Trump because they believe the economy would be better. So you have to sort of build a coalition along like ethnic or gender lines during an election, because there are certain issues where people vote more on there. And there are certain populations and certain areas in a state that you might need to win more pivotally. It might be more important to do so. I think it's going to be a hard sell anything on the right where they just violated all their promises. All those people that were willing to give it one shot, one chance. I mean, if you get burned, you want to get burned again. That's the situation they find themselves in. And ultimately, like I say, Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance, hawk and dove type situation. I think you're going to have a dark horse. I think that's who's going to come in here. I think that person is going to win. And I just see Jeb Bush and Jeb Bush squared and Jeb Bush 2.0. And it doesn't bode well, in my opinion, for their chances in 2028. So I hope they accept the makeover of the party. I hope they accept the person that will run inside the party. I hope they get beaten by, a miraculous third party somehow, if that does end up happening. But as of now, my position is I want to see a remix of 2016. I want to see a referendum on the Iran war, not the Iraq war, which is what Trump won on. That's how he destroyed Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is pulling at like 35%. Pull up the peak of Jeb Bush. The peak of Jeb. There's that meme where the whole country becomes Jeb. Remember that? Yeah, that didn't end up happening now, did it? I think the same thing's going to happen here. No, look, the whole planet voted for Jeb Bush. Talk about voter fraud. This is voter legitimacy right here. Every person across the planet voted for Jeb, except for Greenland, where they don't have data. And you know what? They've been propagandized. They don't understand the dear leader that is Jeb Bush. We really missed out now, didn't we? Think about this as an alternate future. Think about him running and losing against Hillary Clinton. Think about the result of that. Think about the conflict with Russia. Think about all the things that could have happened. Think about Trump's first term. Think about the way that he was treated and now the way that he treats others. And that's where we are. We'll be right back after this break. I do want to tell you guys, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Don't be like Jeb Bush. Don't have low energy. Get yourself some methylene blue. We have it available for you in something called the Power Drive Bundle. That's got two other products that I created, which are Power Plant and Methyl Drive. Amazing products. Think of it like Super Male Vitality 2.0. Think about it like DNA Force 2.0 combined with the methylene blue. That's the Power Drive Bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. We have that available. We also have the methylene blue available 40% off. Methylene red, amazing budget mitochondrial health dietary supplement. Power Drive Bundle right there. Like I said, that's the new Super Male Vitality. That's Power Plant. And that's the new DNA Force. That is Methyl Drive. These formulas are incredible. Raise free testosterone, take care of mitochondrial biogenesis, energy support, electron transport chain, and so much more. The Power Drive Bundle, thealexjonesstore.com. Rex Jones News with Z on Twitter. I'll see you after this break.
Filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
TheAlexJonesStore.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from thealexjonesstore.com.
The Ultra Methylene Red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.
Come on now, bandit! We gotta get this truck on the road!
We gonna do what they say can't be done.
Let's get a move on.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and run away and run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind it breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.